So two things have become very evident to me. In order to take ground for his kingdom, there's two things that have come up in this year so far that are so critical in advancing with God. Advancing for people to get saved and advancing in your own personal growth. Two things I'm starting to just kind of solidify in my heart. And it's obedience to this word. We read in this book over and over and over where God says, if you are obedient, amazing things are going to happen. And prayer. Obedience and prayer. You combine those two things with a real passion, things are going to be taken. Things are going to happen. Your heart is going to move and advance to more of God. So that's one thought to write down. Those of you that already forgot that I said to write a thought down, that some of you may have already forgotten. There's one. Obedience to God's word, prayer will change everything. It will change everything. And by prayer, I don't mean praying for your food, right? You know, oh, I prayed today because you prayed for your food. That doesn't count as prayer. Right? That's not what we're talking about. I mean, we must pray through. A few weeks back, we had a 12-hour prayer chain on Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Different people came in. And, you know, to be honest, we wish there was more people that came in, but we were okay because we covered the whole length of the 12 hours, even though some had to be here 6 hours straight. But we were determined, right? Ever since that prayer chain, in my heart, I can honestly tell you, I have feeling like we're flowing with the current and not against the current. So just a feeling of God is doing the work. It's not us that are doing anything. God is moving, and we are moving with Him to something. Amen. And the prayer chain and prayer was a big part of that in my heart. Made a huge difference. After the prayer chain, I felt like we were swimming with the current. God wants us to pray more earnestly with passion and determination and persistence. So we're going to do a series on prayer, and thank you for Julie and Michelle and whoever else is helping with a theme set up here with prayer. It makes it look nice, doesn't it? Amen. Amen. It does. It does. It's good to be good stewards of what God's given us, the skills, the talents, whatever we can do to help. But I wanted to start prayer part one with this simple question for all of us, and that is this. Can you persuade God? Can you change God's mind, so to speak, or can you persuade Him to take action on your behalf? In Exodus chapter 32, I want to read there to start. Can you persuade God? Can you pray and God change the course of events for you? Amen. Good stuff. Maybe you've prayed one time and you were like, I'm praying and I believe I can do anything, but, you know, maybe it's not His will, so I got to just, you know, whatever happens, happens. Well, let's read in Exodus chapter 32, verse 7. Moses is speaking. And Moses says, now, the children of Israel had just built a golden calf. You know the story. You've seen the Ten Commandments or anything? They go through the river, the Red Sea splits, they walk through it, they're in the wilderness, and Moses goes up the mountain, and they're like, where's Moses? All right, he's gone, it's time to build a golden calf. They build an idol. God wasn't very happy about that, because God is a jealous God, right? Amen. And the Lord said unto Moses, after all of this, go get thee down from Oh, wait, I need my glasses. That's why I can't read right now. I started reading and I was like, I can't see that. All right. And the Lord said unto Moses, go thee down for thy people, and thou brought that you brought out of Egypt. They have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf and have worshipped it and have sacrificed unto it and said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked, stubborn, disobedient, rebellious people. Now, therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make thee, Moses, because you're okay, a great nation out of you. I'll still execute my plan. And Moses besought the Lord his God and said, Lord, why doth thou wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. Remember Abraham and Isaac and Israel, the servants to whom thou hast sworn by thine own self that unto them a multitude of their seed will number the stars of heaven. And all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord, well, let me stop right there. So Moses is pleading, trying to persuade. Now I can't see out there, so I got to take them off. So Moses is pleading, begging, praying to persuade God not to do this to these stubborn, stiff-necked people. And Moses reminds them about the promises he made to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And how's it going to look if all of a sudden they're all gone and you helped them? And how that's not going to look good. Moses is pleading. He's like a lawyer pleading a case to the creator of the world. Amen. Amen. And the Lord heard this and he said, okay. I'll listen to you and we'll do what you're saying. And Moses turned and went down from the mount, and the two tables of testimony were in his hand. The tables were written on both their side, on the one side and on the other they were written. You know, those were the tables. They're called the Ten Commandments. Amen. He had them with him. And the tables were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God graven upon those tablets, those tables. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, there's a noise of war in the camp. So Moses comes down with the Ten Commandments, and he's coming down and he looks, and Joshua was supposed to be in charge of the situation, has failed miserably because the golden calf was built. And he heard and he told Moses, it's like war out here. It's crazy. And I love what Moses said. And he said, it is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither it is the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. Wow. Moses said, yeah, there may be a lot of commotion going on and rebellion. That was a nice, you know, a lot of bad stuff going on. But Moses says, all I hear are the voices that are singing unto the Lord. In other words, the obedient ones. So in all this chaos, Moses saw a group of people, obedient people. And that's what he fought for. That's what he asked God. And if you read on there, Moses says, if you're with me on this side, if you're not with me on this side. And bad things happen to the ones that were on the wrong side, right? And that is a story I wanted to cover to answer this question. Can you persuade God? The children of Israel, they built a golden calf. God was ready to pour judgment upon them. But Moses intercedes for the rebellious people, reminding God of his promises to Abraham and Isaac. And God the Father was persuaded by Moses. What really happened in this story? Let me answer that by saying what did not happen. What did not happen in this story is God did not make a mistake. Amen. God's law The wages of sin is death. That hasn't changed. The only reason we're still here today with all our sins is because of mercy and grace. Amen? Because He loves us. And He waits for us to get it right. And some of you this morning, you're like, you're there. You're going to get this thing right. He waited and waited. So what did not happen in the story is God did not make a mistake. That did not happen. God did not need Moses to correct him. Let's make that clear. God would have accomplished His plan with Moses and still kept the promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Moses without these rebellious people. Right? God did not make a mistake. God did not need to be corrected by Moses. So what happened? The children of Israel, they deserved to die for their rebellion and their sin. However, Moses, who loved these people, pleaded to God for mercy and grace. And God the Father, who loves all, gave freely mercy and grace to the sinful people. That's what happened. You know, Moses didn't have to plead more than once. It's God's character that all come to repentance. It is God's character that we all repent. It's who He is. It's what He wants. Lesson learned. In this story, the lesson learned is that God can be persuaded when His people pray and plead and just and hunger and thirst and believe. This story teaches us and encourages us to pray. Look at it this way. When an earthly son or daughter pleads to a loving parent, doesn't the parent reconsider their request? When the child comes and says, I'll wash the dishes. I'll do my chores. I'll clean up my room. Doesn't the parent reconsider because they love? Of course they do. You know, reasonable request, of course. Of course they do. So church, pray, pray, pray. Do not stop praying. Do not stop believing in prayer. Don't worry about what you see with your eyes. Just pray, pray, pray. Be persistent, be consistent. God can be persuaded as long as you don't ask amiss. You know, don't be asking God for some personal stuff, you know, like selfish stuff. Oh, I want more money, Lord, so I can be rich and famous. Right? But when you have real needs and a real purpose and kingdom mindset and a heart for God, and you're asking God to intervene, He will intervene on your behalf. Amen. Because He loves you. It might not happen today and tomorrow. I've heard stories of people waiting 20 years for their spouse to be saved or for this or that. No time. God doesn't operate in time. God operates in justice and righteousness and kingdom timing to maximize the kingdom of God. Amen. For souls to be saved. So pray. For personal glory, pray without ceasing, the Bible says. In Thessalonians 5:16-18, it says there, 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, it says there, pray without ceasing. That means be consistent. Don't give up in prayer. Don't give up because things took a bad turn. Just believe that all things are possible. And God hears your prayers. And He can be persuaded. Whatever it is that you're praying about, He hears your prayers. And He can be persuaded. But you have to be consistent and persistent. In the New Testament, let's turn to Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. The concept of persistence and determination in prayer to persuade God to move on your behalf is in this scripture. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. And Jesus spoke a parable unto them that men ought always to pray and not faint. Well, there it is from Jesus himself. Do not quit. Do not give up on praying for God to intervene on your behalf. He loves you. And here's the parable. There was in a city a judge which feared not God. In other words, an unrighteous judge. An unjust judge. Neither regarded man. Didn't care about anybody else. He just cared about himself. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while be afterward. He said within himself, though I fear not God, neither regard men, yet because this widow troubleth me, because this lady just keeps coming over and over and troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she wear me out. We may call that nagging, right, in our world. Just, she won't stop coming. Because the woman knew she was right in the justice situation here. And she wouldn't stop coming to the judge. It is your job to provide justice, I'm sure she was telling him. And so he finally gave in and answered her requests. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God... So since this unjust judge answered the request, shall not God avenge his own elect? Won't God intercede on your behalf? Because you're his child, you're his elect, which cried day and night unto him, though he bear long with them, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? This is a parable showing that we can't give up. We got to be persistent. And just like this unjust judge gave in and was persuaded, so how much more will a just Father who loves you be persuaded and avenged when you're praying, as the Bible says, day and night? Do you get the picture here? Prayer changes things. Persistence. And just not giving up. Crying out to your Heavenly Father. And let me tell you now, it is not easy to pray and focus. But it is powerful. The Bible says that the prayer of a righteous man, and who is a righteous man? If you're saved, all of you are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, and you're righteous before him. Amen? The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. This is what the Bible says. Prayer changes things. So church, pray, pray, pray. It's too late to convince me that God doesn't answer prayer after I've seen what he's done in my life and answered one prayer after another, after another, after another. It's too late to convince me that God is not listening. It's too late to convince me that God's word is not true, because it is so true. So pray, 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 church. God hears the prayers of his people. God can be persuaded if you are determined to pray day and night, consistent and determined to plead and beg God to intervene. So if you need God to intervene, we have something for you today. We're going to begin a series on prayer, and this is the way to kick it off, huh? Is we're going to hand these little fold these little envelopes, brown envelopes out. Oh, there's an envelope, and there's a two-part system, apparently. Yeah, I think it'd be a lot easier just to do the card. What I'd like for you to do is put a prayer request in these envelopes and then take some time to do that. It doesn't have to be all 10 of your prayer requests. You know, it could be what's most important. But we want to put them up here. I see these little clips up here that were put together nicely. We're just going to fill the cross with prayer requests. And and we're going to believe. Do you believe? So the answer is yes. God can be persuaded, but He wants to hear from you. See, God can accomplish His plans with or without you. I don't know if you realize that. He doesn't need us, but He wants us because He loves us. He wants to fellowship with us because He loves us. But He will intervene on your behalf when you begin to believe. As you know, we have been praying for Daniel, so of course I'll put Daniel on there on my list and wrap it up. And whatever it is where you need God to intervene, here's the message today. He wants to hear from you persistently, with passion. He wants to hear from you. He's going to answer your prayers. He's going to change our lives. He's going to intervene on our behalf. It's time to pray. On Tuesday nights, I've announced to the prayer team on Tuesday nights what we're going to do every Tuesday night until God releases us. From 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, 1 hour straight, we're just going to play music. And we're going to dim the lights. We're going to come. I'm not speaking. We're just going to let God do whatever He's going to do. And we're just going to pray for 1 hour straight. Has anybody ever prayed for an hour straight? It's something. We did 12 hours straight. But I want to, as you write down your prayer request, you put it up here. On Tuesday nights, we're going to pray for them. And pray for whatever else God, you need God to intervene. We want revival. We want salvations. We want God to move on people's lives. We want people to find God and the peace and the joy that's there. We're going to just pray. So Tuesday nights are going to be a lot different. We're not going to speak a Bible study. We're just going to come in here and pray. Right now, the Spirit of God is teaching us it is time to pray earnestly. Because God hears us. He hears our prayers. So take a moment. I'm going to ask Michelle just to lead us in a song. Write down those prayer requests. And when she finishes the song, or when you finish writing down your prayer request, if you'll come and just clip it on here, or send someone to do it for you, whatever you would like. But go ahead during the song and start clipping your prayer requests at the cross. And we're going to pray and believe. Michelle Lee.
Father in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Our Father in heaven. We forgive. we forgive the ones who have sinned against us. Give us each moment more than we need.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give us our sins as we forgive the ones who have sinned.
Michelle continues, I'm going to ask all junior high and high school, if you're junior high and high school, not college, but junior high and high school, I want you to come to the front, spend some time in prayer. Don't be shy, just come face the congregation, all junior high and high school. I just want to pray for you. face the congregation, face the other. Yeah. Come back as far as you can back. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, those of you that are college age, I want you to come in front of them facing the platform. It's so awesome to have so many young people in church. Amen. Amen. College age. We're going to pray. Let's just... Ruby gave her heart to the Lord today. Raise your hand, Ruby. I don't mean to embarrass you, but she gave her heart to the Lord today. Let's just give the Lord a clap offering for her. It's important that we're not ashamed of what God has done for us. Amen? I'm going to ask the college age to just stretch your hands towards our young people. We're just going to pray. You know, every Saturday at 6:30, we have a service for our junior high and high school. And I want to encourage you. You know, sometimes it may be boring, and sometimes it may be you have other things to do. But let me let you in on a little secret. The sooner you realize that you need to be where God wants you to be, the better off you're going to be. And you need to be coming together. And if it's boring, you make it exciting for the kingdom of God. Because it's about you and Jesus Christ. So I want to encourage all you at junior high and high school, every Saturday at 6:30 here in this fellowship hall, it's your time. Because the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But the Bible says that God has come to give you a life and life more abundantly. So bow your eyes, your heads, and close your eyes, and let's just pray. Heavenly Father, these young people, we pray right now, Lord, and we pray believing that their destiny is in you and you alone. I pray that everyone that's standing here in this altar today will find that path that you have led them to, that they will not go off to the left and do the things of this world that cause destruction, but they will choose from this day forward to choose the path, the narrow road that's in Jesus Christ, that is in the Word of God, in the Bible, that they choose the right path. We bind the enemy from them. And we ask you, Lord. We ask you, as Moses pled, we ask you for mercy and grace, because we know they're not all perfect. And we ask you, Lord, to move into their hearts and empower them by your Holy Spirit to overcome sin in the world. Not by might nor power, but by your Spirit. These are important years where the enemy has tried to destroy by breaking up homes, and the enemy has tried to destroy by causing turmoil and conflict. But Lord, you made it clear that when you rose from the dead, you defeated death and sin. And you rose again so that we could be at peace and find eternal life. So Lord, these young people, we pray for them right now. We intercede for them right now as Moses interceded for his people. Lord, we intercede for them that you will have mercy and grace, and that you will lead them to the paths of righteousness. Lord, shine your light upon them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Church, keep praying for these young people. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Keep praying for the young people. Persistence.